We never closed any doors or anything. We just let the water run on through, because he said if you close your doors, your flow would warp. We had snakes going through the house and all like that. I'm laughing about it, but I was scared those days. But we had mosquito bars. You don't know what a mosquito bar is. Well, our beds, we tucked a mosquito bar good all around under the mattress so that snakes or nothing could get in our beds. That's the way we lived down there. But up here, we never had to move anything, nothing.
Yes, ma'am. That's interesting. What about the windows? Did you have things at the windows that you could...
We had no sash. Maybe that's what you're talking about. We had windows, but we didn't have any sash to keep the rain out. When it rained, we had to close the windows. In the wintertime, if you wanted to see, you open the windows, well, the wind and all that, the cold could come in. But we always kept the windows closed, you know. Open the doors, but not the windows.
Yes, ma'am. Those things that you pull down on rollers there?
Shades.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now the houses were built. The boards that would overlap each other on the outside, what'd you call that?
Oh, let's see what you call that. Ours wasn't like that. Ours was straight up and down. Then we had slats. You see, where they'd meet like this, they'd leave them about this much apart, and then you had another little slat wide as your hand you'd put over that.
Yes, ma'am.
But, I know what you're talking about.
Siding.
It's got another name for it.
Weatherboarding.
That's what it is. Weatherboarding.
Oh, I see.
But you see, ours was straight up and down. The front porch is still like that. We put this here siding on it a few years ago, you know. But I didn't want it on my front porch, and I'm so glad I didn't put it out there.
Did you ever see houses that would have a kind of a
hole in the middle?
Straight through the middle of them?
Yeah, you know, I had a man come here last year. That wasn't you, was it?
What? No.
I was out in the front yard cleaning around my fence, and he stopped and he asked about that. He says, "Why do you have two doors on your on the front of your house?" I said, "What you mean?" He says, "Well, I see you got two doors. You got one on each side." I said, "Well, there's plenty." I just thought that quick, I guess. I said, "Well, there's plenty of houses that has a hall in the middle. That goes plumb on to the back, you see, to the kitchen and all about, and the bedrooms and all that." I said, "I don't have that. That's why I have two doors." I said, "I have a living room on one side and a bedroom on the other side."
Yes, ma'am.
He asked me several questions. I was out there and sitting out there cleaning in my yard.
Yes, ma'am. How did you get water? Can you tell me that? I'd be interested in
that. Got water with a deep hole in the ground and hauled it up with buckets. That's how we got water.
Kind of buckets? Wood buckets?
No. Well, wood buckets if you didn't have anything else. We always had these tin buckets, you know. And they'd dig a deep, deep hole until they'd strike a vein or something down there about 4 feet square. And then they'd build a frame and put that down in there so it wouldn't cave in.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the way we got our water.
Huh.
So.
Okay, did you ever catch it off the roof?
Yeah, I have a big kettle. I have one of these big, I have two or three of these kettles. But I have one in my backyard back here, you see.
Yes, ma'am.
That I catch that rainwater. But we don't use it. I use it to wash and to water my plants and all that around the house.